Ilana, Africa Bread in Camp on Jacaranda FM.
On a Wednesday, we normally talk about our women crush, but today he is my work crush. His name is David Higgs. Welcome to the Work Zone on Jacaranda FM. I can't believe you're sitting right here.
So lucky to be here.
Thank you so much for coming out all the way. For those of you who are not familiar with David, okay, so by introduction, I think we could call him the co-host, I guess, of Mnet's My Kitchen Rules with Jay Something. I saw them commenting on some of the posts when we were promoting the fact that you're going to be on the Work Zone on Jacaranda FM. He has launched some of Gauteng's most beloved eateries. So we're talking Marble, Saint, Zoo, most recently Pantry. They make a delicious ice cream. Pink and Wit.
Pink and Wit, not flavor, not flavor, pink and white.
I know, no flavor. Ask for the pink and white ice cream. You can check him out, davidhiggs.co.za. Also, where I got to learn more about you and where we got to really work together was not in the restaurant, but actually on stage. David has been the recipient of an Eat Out Award. It's the same event that I had the privilege of hosting many, many years. So a big thank you also to our Eat Out Woolworths Restaurant Awards for really investing in our restaurants and the judging processes, and also getting David and I to have a relationship. It's really good to have you here, David.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
There's so many business owners listening to this show. You know, here on the Work Zone, we really try our best to be as inclusive as possible. And I'm not even using that word lightly. It's not like the word resilient that I totally detest, I must tell you. I left resilience in COVID, okay? But there's so many beautiful business owners that's listening. October is also a very important month for me because I think mental health, and I think how do we get through the rest of the year into 2025? As a business owner and as someone who's a chef, let's just call it that, what have you learned in 2024 as a business owner and as a restaurateur and chef that you're going to take with you throughout the rest of the year into 2025?
Yeah. It's probably been, I want to say, Marble's been around for 8 years. And it's been probably our most inconsistent year. When I say inconsistent, I don't mean from an end of month and the figure point of view, because that's generally pretty much the same and climbing, thank goodness. But, you know, the one thing that we have a bad Wednesday, for instance. And I'd phone Gary, my partner, and I said, just like, I don't know what's going on, you know, why? And then the Thursday is through the roof. You know, right. You can't accommodate everybody. So there's been something about this year that has been, we can't put our finger on it. We don't know what's going on. However, the numbers are still there, but it's one of those things where you have to just say to yourself, okay, look at your business. Do you feel that you're doing anything wrong? Look at the criticism. I'm not very good at that. Look at the criticism. Is there anything that's reoccurring? And then you just got to go with the flow and roll with the punches, you know, and just keep at it. Be consistent. And I think that's the thing with this year. Is just like, don't worry about the small stuff. Okay, just make sure that you're still staying on top of it, and it'll come. If you're doing a good job, if you're giving good service, it's impossible for you to lose your business. That's my feeling.
It's funny you talk about criticism. So this week, actually, one of our Monday Motivation posts were dedicated to the fact that feedback is important, but so important that we said praise is your worst critic. Praise is your worst critic because we can't learn anything from praise. So we even spoke about it in terms of attitude and showing up as a personality. You know, as Iman says, the Norse, too sad, too happy. Yeah. Yeah. You know, take a feather out of their hat, because what if you show up the next day and you're just kind?
Yeah, but the thing is as well is that there's a big difference between criticism and opinion. You know, and people love an opinion.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's hard. It's hard to wake up to that in the morning, you know, and to look at that every day. And especially when you're feeding so many people every day. It's and our staff, you know, like the one thing with our team is that I think we employ now 1,000 people within our group, the Marble Hospitality Group. And almost every single one of those people are in touch with our clients, with our guests, with our customers, which makes it very, very difficult because you don't know who's saying what to who, you know. Mm. But, you know, when we look at that figure, then we realize how, you know, that we're doing a good job, you know, because we don't, you know, our team really look after us. And I think if you walk into the pantry, that's the one thing that you'll realize is that more than anything, we've got great ice cream, Great pizzas, but we got even better people. You know?
Mm. Jacaranda FM, if you're just joining, 13 minutes past 11 o'clock, we're talking to David Higgs. Nou, gewoonlik hierdie tyd eet ek my toebroodjie. I decided that instead of a snack, I'm going to bring in the guy that can make it. He brought me nothing. His name is David Higgs, and I gave you the spiel already. It's interesting you talk about people, and I want to go back to that word criticism and opinion, you know? So you're saying everyone has an opinion. I had a look, and I saw that Eat Out Woolworths Restaurant Awards, they're at it again with this beautiful notion where they go around, they develop the opinions for us, and they judge you anonymously. If you look at these carefully selected judges and, you know, us as restaurateurs, as business owners, we're going to do what you say and we're going to try our best, okay? Yeah. And we're going to be consistent. How important is an award? I mean, does it really impact you as a restaurant owner? I must tell you, I don't live for accolades.
Yeah.
I live for people. I live for God. I live for making the world a better place. I really honestly believe that I can do that. Do we hold on to our awards, and where's yours?
So, I want to go back a step. That it's very easy to cook for awards, and if you know what I mean by that. So there's an award, and now we get swayed by someone's opinion of what we should be doing and what we shouldn't be doing. I think that's where you're going to make your first mistake, because then you're not cooking with passion. Then you're not running a restaurant with passion, and then it's not really hospitality, is it? Now there's an objective to win an award. I think if you're doing a good enough job, you'll win those awards. I know what we do at Marble within our Marble group, and I know the experience that we give, that's reward enough for me. However, I think really it's sometimes for your team, it's really important, because then they see from the outside how they're judged and so forth. I mean, so yes, awards are important, but don't play into the hands of reward. That'll be your biggest mistake, because then you lose the soul of it, you know.
Mm. And we love good soul. 15 past 11 o'clock, Jacaranda FM. We've got David Higgs in the studio. How is Jay Something? When last have you spoken to him?
Listen, I spoke to him last night. It's his anniversary on Thursday, so he was looking for a table.
Hey,
that's why
Coco.
He called me. Yeah, yeah, Coco, thanks for that. Thanks, Jay. That's the only time I hear from him.
Do you have that? Like, people call you up because they want free stuff?
No, not free stuff.
Has my husband ever called you for a reservation?
No. Yes, he's called me for a reservation.
Oh, dear.
Definitely.
Oh, no. I shouldn't have asked that. Well, speaking of which, okay, so I want to go into some quick fire, so you can answer this as fast as you can. Last thing you've cooked?
Poached eggs last night.
Really? You had it for dinner?
No. We're actually busy with our Cape Town menu, and we were playing around with these eggs in the fire, and the idea is to poach them first and then to drop them into the hot coal. So,
wow. Yeah, so, that sounds delicious.
Pretty cool. Yeah, the flavor is amazing.
Now, I am really hungry. When last were you on your back?
Sunday.
Because you look taller. Have you picked up weight?
Shut up.
Yes. So,
yeah, come to
Jackie
Rander for a compliment.
So to give you an idea.
I actually have.
Yeah, because I know you well enough to say that. I'm short by nature, and I fit under David's armpit, literally. So how high are you?
183.
Yeah, he's quite tall. Yeah. Instant coffee or inexpensive or expensive coffee?
No, expensive. I have a coffee machine at home.
Which one? No, I'm kidding. Your phone. Your phone, is it a smartphone, and is it the latest version?
It's not the latest version. Funnily enough, I've got a brand new phone next to my bed that's been there for 3 months, and I don't know if I'm too scared or too lazy just to actually push the button and let it transfer, you know?
Too lazy. Yeah. What's my maiden surname?
Africa.
He lifts his hands. And then, when last have you phoned Lindsay in Cape Town, your best friend?
Ugh, Lindsay. I spoke to Lindsay yesterday, actually,
okay.
Funnily enough, yeah.
I'm checking in because we work a lot with our minds here on the Work Zone, so we're checking up on people. Now, listen, you are not a magician by trade, but I learned that there's a circus happening. What's this Marble Circus? And am I invited? Are we all heading there end of October?
Oh, my goodness. We are all heading there, that's for sure. I think
Tell
we're on
more.
About 6,000 people at the moment, which is really exciting. Look, it's a brainchild of Dino, my business partner. And it's something that he's been wanting to do, and something that he's been working on for 2 years, you know. And it's a space where we're taking our brand outdoors. We want to give it a festival feel. The Marble Hospitality Group has always been about experience, not specifically one thing. It's always about the food, the music, the service, the vibe. And we've always felt that with festivals, it's always very sort of one-sided and lent towards music maybe and the artist. So now we thought, okay, let's change that. Let's give an equal experience where you can sit in the grand dining, which is the marble tent, seated, plated meal with some very, very lovely surprises. Or you can sit in the in the royal lounge, which is the Saint experience, which is more of a harvest table kind of thing. Food just coming all the time. Or probably my favorite is the playground, you know, which is the pantry experience with lots of food stalls and sushi and sandwiches and burgers and obviously a few bars to go with. And then and that's sort of a loungy space sitting on the lawns, and the weather's looking good. I know I don't want to jinx it, but we looked at the pilot's forecast, and the weather's looking good. So just a really special occasion out at the ground in Mulder's Drift, yeah. Or Cradle. What is it? I don't know where it is.
In Gauteng.
Gauteng, exactly.
When is it happening? End of October?
Yeah, 26th and 27th of October. The Saturday and the Sunday. Mm-hmm. The Saturday is unfortunately fully booked, but the lounge is fully booked. That's the Saint experience. There's three tables, I think, for the marble, the grand dining, and then obviously the lawns. You know, that's sort of uncapped. You sort of come in, but it's gonna be pretty special. The stage, I think, Dino said to me, the stage is something like 21 meters high. So it's fairly high. Yeah. You don't want to fall off that thing.
DavidHiggs.co.za. That's where you can find out more about this guy, the man who's a chef who brought me nothing for snack time to Jacaranda FM. 19 minutes past 11 o'clock. A big shout out to Eat Out Woolworths Restaurant Awards. All the best to all of our restaurants who are being judged. You heard it from David himself here. You know what? We don't cook for awards. Sometimes it's about the people, and there is a difference between opinion and feedback.
Absolutely. Constructive.
I brought you a snack.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go?
I'm glad you asked. So follow us right now at Jacaranda FM. I'm going to prepare my snack for David Higgs. Are you allergic to nuts?
I'm not.
Okay, good. I'm going to prepare my snack for David Higgs, and we're going to post it on our Instagram account at Jacaranda FM and at Ilana Africa.
Nice.
You look surprised.
I am.
Good.